Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and it is Friday, December 4th, 2015. Year is wrapping up quite quickly here. And the interesting part about it is, wow, I'm ready to renew the domain again for Purpose Talk Radio. It just came into my box this week, which means this is my second round of doing this. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So we'll see what happens in the next year and how things will change, progress, modify. We're getting a lot of author requests for guests. And, well, I don't know. Kind of wondering what folks think and how they'd listen to that and all that if we did do that. So give me some feedback. Would appreciate that. There are a couple ways that folks can participate in this show, perhaps, if they're working right. Yeah, I've got, a bit of a technology glitch going on here. So we'll see how life decides to treat it. If you want to talk to us, please do call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. That's going to be the easiest way to be on the show today. After the show has ended, even though there is a chat room that hopefully will open the way it's supposed to today, once the show is ended, that closes. And there will be a post over on Facebook in the group Purpose Talk Radio Conversations where you can comment on today's show. And today I'm going to keep it a little bit brief. There's a lot of things going on with the holiday season and some events I need to attend, a coaching session this afternoon with lovely technology pieces. And just, it's one of those days. And I'm going to be real honest with this audience. You know, most times I try to be upbeat, lively, happy, saying everything's good or finding the affirmations to try to change life. You know, today I just honestly do not feel like it. You know, I don't know what my purpose is right in the moment. I don't know even after all these shows I've done and all the guests I've had. Because I feel like my area is so specialized, I don't know how to find out what's next. So I'm going to have to go back through some of my own shows, some of my own archives, and the ones that I think are, you know, have been my most influential guests and at the time, and you know, people that even when I heard them, I went, oh, wow, what an idea. And find those, and then come back and do some personal soul searching in the process. I have talked a long time about being a sign language interpreter. Well, let's back up a little bit. Let's tell you how you can get involved in this. Like I said, the way you can call in is the phone number, 347-205-9074. The other thing you can do is Skype in. And then if those don't work, well, just leave a message over at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. But if you want to be a guest in the future, if you are living your purpose and know what it is, would like to share with the world about how you came to achieve that, how you came to know it, and what they might be able to do to live their purpose. I do invite you to send me a message You can send me an email message at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. Again, C-I-N-D-Y at PurposeTalkRadio.com. Probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. We do have a marketing package for folks who have products or services they'd like to share as well. And we are looking for some different guests to come in. Like I said, I'm seeming to get a lot of authors. And I know that's one of the things that is kind of prevalent out in the world. A lot of people are self-publishing and sharing their story, their memoirs, their whatever, as they go through, living their experiences. And that's the way many people are able to do it, is through writing. So when they look at a few shows with those, even though in the past I have not typically gone that route, but we want to share with you some of these journeys that seem very interesting, and how they came to writing these books, not necessarily to sell the books, but how did these people come to know that it was time to share their experiences with the world. We're looking at a series of maybe doing that up the road. But today we're talking about, is life a test? And it is coming out of a little bit of how I'm feeling. I've talked a long time about being a sign language interpreter. And this week was a meeting with the Department of Vocational Rehab and my instructors. And somewhat together, after probably a year of kind of struggling a little bit again, of what is my purpose, how do I get better, and doing just about everything I could possibly think of to try to improve, although there has been improvement in the conversation and an understanding of the language as far as interpreting and processing and being able to do things fast enough. Apparently my brain's not working that fast. I think this is one time in my life that my being very analytical and very logical is getting in the way. Wow, and I just realized that. I tested this summer, and they came up with a memory. They determined that my visual memory had something wrong with it, in that I didn't process pictures as quickly as some other people might. And I think that was because of the blindness, and that I didn't need to see things. I needed to process with my other senses, and that all made sense. So I tried to do some things this semester to develop that visual memory, to develop memory in general, in the hope that it would change. The reality is, I guess it hasn't. Others in this world, as I believe I'm supposed to be doing. How else can I use everything I have learned through the deaf community, through my time of the blindness, through the people I have connected with that might be using wheelchairs, crutches, having developmental issues, whatever. I have a heart and a passion that says those people, everybody, not those people, everybody in general, needs to be given a chance to do whatever they want to do. Things just need to be modified in some cases to allow them to do that. Well, with the interpreting, there is no way to modify because it is a very quick process. Words are taken in. You have to process them. They have to come off your hands in a totally different language, different word order, different everything. And the receptive is as tricky and as quick. And I don't generally process words that quickly. When I did NaNoWriMo this past year, we had the kickoff,
And we had several what they call word wars. And you type without thinking about what you're doing. And I did that, and I came up with nearly 4,000 words in that first day. And that's when I tried not to think about what I was typing. So it's there, but when I went back and looked at it, nah, not so much. There was really very little meaning behind some of those words. One of my characters did pop out of that. And another one just kind of came along for the ride, and I didn't know how that character was going to fit into anything. You know, so the processing is there. But I have to wonder, you know, is life a test or are different experiences a test? And when we're done, what does that test actually mean? So the past several years, I think, have been a test of whether I can keep going and moving toward a dream, or if I can find a way to modify the dream, the experience. And that's what's kind of needing to go on now. I committed to many people that when I got done, I would interpret for this event, or this thing happening, or that one. And for so long, I hung on to that commitment. And I hung on to a dream of being an interpreter because I made that commitment to someone else. Not necessarily because I made it to myself, because I never did know if that was going to be really the direction for me. All I knew was that it was something that I needed to learn about. I needed to learn how an interpreter functioned to be able to coordinate a deaf ministry. That was my original goal. And I accomplished that. I realized in the last couple of weeks, I accomplished that. So now what I do with that information and where I go with it is what's important. So the question now becomes how to shift gears. How to shift into a new type of career and know that I'm doing it, quote unquote, right and for the right reasons. I find it interesting that my show studio does not show that I am actually processing this show. So I hope it is going on. There we go. Now it's going on. So, you know, what I question is now how to take that ministry, take it on the road, and determine what's next. It looks like it's going to be some form of a counseling. Hopefully a rehab counseling, possibly even vocational rehab counseling, to do what people have done for me over the years. I have had an awesome, awesome rehab counselor, vocational rehab counselor, allowing me to try and try again to get beyond this ceiling that my brain has decided it has for interpreting. We've added classes, we've added skills, all of those have come to a great place in that my instructor says, conversationally, my skills are fine. Oh, they could use a little tweaking here or there, you know. But that I process fast enough because I can slow down a conversation. You can't slow down someone speaking and you need to get the message to a deaf person or get it from the deaf person to a hearing person by voicing it. But if I'm working with a client up the road, rehab, I can slow down the conversation to the speed I need it to be able to understand and be able to express. You know, I always said that blind experience taught me something about deafblindness and how I could do and function with that. Well, now I have to look at what I have not been looking at, if that makes any sense. I have to take these experiences, open my eyes, and really look at them and analyze them in a different way. So the last couple of days, I have spent feeling sorry for myself, quite outright. I have had an adrenaline rush because we had a last project in our class yesterday, even though we've got one or two more tests to do in the next 2 weeks. This project is a huge part of our grade. I looked at it this week. I realized it was, quote unquote, my swan song. I wanted it to be the best thing I have been able to produce. And you know what? It wasn't. I walked off the stage somewhat disappointed in myself, feeling like, no, I didn't practice enough. No, I didn't memorize. But yet I didn't want to memorize because I wanted the expression to be able to come through. And I did two things. One was a story about playing guitar and writing music and what they call ABC story, which goes through the hand shapes of the alphabet, A through Z, in a very short time. The second one was a poem called Everything Happens for a Reason. That's available on YouTube. And it's an unknown author. It's about a 5-6 minute poem. There are a couple of shorter ones on there also, but this was one that really spoke to me. And it was that we meet people every day and we don't know how they're going to impact us. That we don't know how our situations, when we look back over them, how much we have learned from them, even though they may have seemed like really bad, awful, hateful things that happened, painful things that happened. When we look back at them, we're able to find something that keeps us going. Those were the things that I needed to learn and deal with. Been kind of scary. I've had to look at this dream and say, how can all of these experiences that I've had, these disappointments and the successes, how am I able to make them be a life of success, a way of allowing me to move in a career that I may or may not know about? Again, if you want to participate in this, please feel free to call in 347-205-9074. If you want to talk online, hit the 1. I'll bring you on the line. So this journey, as one of my singer-songwriters says, a journey of a lifetime. An experience from first time my hands went up as a teenager. And what did that mean? Because I didn't want to be the interpreter then. Did not happen. It was just fun. It was enjoyable. It was just there. Coming to a place now that feels like it should be the end of a journey, and yet it is the beginning of another one. And not knowing which path. DVR, we were just there, you know. And she said, you kind of knew this was coming, and yeah, we did, from the summer. And yet, there were too many other unknown questions. I don't like unknowns. I am a person that wants the answers right here, right now in front of me. And I don't know if you're like that or not. I know a lot of people would say, Cindy, you analyze things too much. You're too logical. You're too this. You're too. It has to be in its place. And the funny thing is, there are other parts of my life that have no order to them whatsoever. So I kind of have to laugh at that when I hear it. You know, as I thought today about this show, when I grew up on TV, it made me think of the public service announcements and the sirens. And I don't know why they don't do that anymore. Occasionally they do, but not as much. Oh, this is a test. This is only a test of the National Broadcasting Association or whatever the words were. You know, if there was an actual emergency, you would be notified as to what to do. It came close today to feeling like it was an emergency and I needed somebody to tell me what to do. I wanted an answer that was sudden, that didn't make me have to analyze, didn't make me have to think what's next. I wanted an answer. I want an answer now. I want it right here in front of me. And it feels like it's an emergency. And I know, just like the poem, the everything happens for a reason, I know that when I look back on today, maybe in a year or two, maybe even as early as next week, I'm going to look at this and say, yeah, it happened for a reason, just like everything else did. But right now, it just feels like that emergency test piece that in an actual emergency, I would be directed, but I'm not being directed. And you know, it's hard for me to be vulnerable with this audience, but I felt like I needed to do that today. Even my classmates, one of them did get me this week when I said I didn't know what I wanted to do. Turn it around with me. Well, where's your positive stuff? Yeah, I didn't know where my positive stuff was. So, okay, we do have a caller, and I'm hoping I'm going to hear the caller. Because I am doing this through my phone versus my regular studio, per se. So, let's see if this works properly. Hello?
Hello? It's Anne.
Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. Yes, it is, Ed.
I do realize that.
Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. You are live.
I am live. Your technology is working.
Good, good, good. Oh. Okay, I'm going to, you know, I've had Anne on the show before, and Anne's a coach, and you know, goes through this and has been through a couple of these pieces with me. I will acknowledge that. So feel free to share where you are, what you, where you contribute, where you walk into these kinds of things in life. How's that?
Okay.
I didn't screen what you had. I didn't do any kind of screening on this.
All right. The first thing that came to mind is it's, you know, sometimes it's called like a dark night of the soul. And because we don't know where we're going, you explained it really well. And so the other day, I have this medicine cards book. The cards weren't there. I picked up the book one day, and I pulled up the piece on Black Panther, and it talked about how the red race sees darkness as a place for seeking and finding answers and accepting healings and for access to the hidden light of truth. And so we tend to fear the dark, or to fear the quiet, or to fear, you know, the reason we're uneasy is because we're afraid of what's ahead. Not that we're at peace with where we are now and feel safe and protected and comfortable. We've been taught to fear the unknown or to fear not having everything in order. And self-discovery is always a sacred path. Anyway, Black Panther, yeah, teaches us through the dreams to delve into places within ourselves that need healing. She shows us how to track the unfamiliar territory found in the journey of self-discovery and to fearlessly face the unknown. Oh, yeah, the next line. Trust that you are not supposed to. If Black Panther has appeared today, it may be telling you not to worry about the future. Trust that you are not supposed to mentally figure it out at this time. You may need to confront fears of the unknown, of being less than you truly are, or an inability to simply be. Let go of fears that appear as obstacles or barriers. Embrace the unknown and flow with the mystery that is unfolding in your life. The next step may be leaping empty-handed into the void with implicit trust. In the stillness of the void, find the will to avoid foolish interruptions, going deeper into your own self-discovery and healing process. Here you will discover Panther's unexpected blessings. It's okay not to have it all figured out. Even those that think they have it all figured out often learn that they don't.
Yeah, I play the, oh yeah, but I got this show that says I know what purpose is all about. I know where I'm going.
Yeah, but maybe that's the thing. You know, all of us can relate a whole lot better to you when you're on this whole path of purposing and repurposing. You know, kind of like we repurpose things in our house, we get to repurpose things in our life.
Oh, can I give this gift back?
Vegas, what are you gonna make with it? You get to haul out your creative abilities and upcycle, recycle, restory.
I know, and I'm sure that's true. Well, but that's just it. Actually, as I said that about giving it back, you know what? The thing is, we got to make sure we don't give it back to the same person who gave it to us when we repurpose them. So,
right.
That's an interesting point. Think about that
anyway,
differently.
Yes.
Cool.
Anyway.
Well, thank you for calling in about that.
You are so welcome.
I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. I'll put you back on hold there. Keep listening or whatever you would like. I got to go back to the studio.
I will.
Let's see which one of these fun lines gets to do that. It's fun when I do it on my phone. Time that I've had to do this show on the phone. So, you can press 1, and I think that might even put you back on hold. So, folks, yep, Black Panther, that's an interesting, I hadn't thought about that character, because it doesn't show up around these areas of the Midwest too often. We get the coyotes.
Black cats
and
do.
Pardon?
I said black cats do.
Oh, black cats. Oh, that's true. That's true. And that
was
them. Yeah, and everybody's superstition on those. So.
And see, that's.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Yeah. They're just a little smaller than those black cats.
We can get them around. We got a lot of feral cats around here that are tend to be black and dark and mysterious.
And so sweet.
Okay, where's my studio line? Ah, technology. I got you on. I can't get you off. You're here for the rest of the duration of the show, Anne. Listen, it's your
okay.
Stuff, it looks like. Oh, love it, love it, love it.
Blocking anybody else from getting on.
What was that?
I said, I don't want to block somebody else that wants to get in on this conversation.
No, you can't. You can't. Unless I can get to my studio line, nobody's going to get on or off. There are more lines to come on as soon as I get to it. So, yeah, you're fine. Oh. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Love it, love it, love it. Okay. Anyway, folks, we'll go back to this. Yeah. What I need to find for you all is at least an affirmation, as I'm probably getting close to closing it down. But I guess the point of this all is, you know, we all are on the journey, and I, like the rest of you who listen to this show regularly, you know, do run into these paths that are sometimes really unknown and do feel dark and mysterious and blocking, you know, and sometimes all it takes is figuring out what that block is and, you know, whether you can go around it, over it, under it, through it, whatever. Like the old going on a lion hunt, going on a bear hunt, whatever that we used to do as kids, and find out how we can get around those obstacles. Because that's all they are. Something that can be replaced with something else. And, you know, unless it's a brick wall with no access of grabbing on, and usually those are the ones we build ourselves rather than ones that are put in front of us, we can get around them. And I know this, too, will pass like everything else has. And when I can look back at it, I may bring that poem back again, that everything happens for a reason. And I will be able to say what this reason was this time. No, and hopefully I can share that with all of you when that time comes. But right now, man, it does not feel like it. And I know other people that have called in on the show when it hasn't felt like it for them. And I hope, too, that, you know, I find those and connect with those people that are meant to help guide through the direction. I know they're there. They're all over my Facebook page. They're all over Facebook in general for me because of who I've linked with over these many years. And even, too, on my LinkedIn and my Twitter and all the social media that's out there. I've linked to them for a reason, and I know that. And now it's time to turn some of those tables around and go back and read some of those posts and some of those wonderful things that are out there. You know, because I pretty much make a point that anybody that's got something going on that I can try to, I make an effort to put something affirming for them out there. Anyone who continues to be negative, that's not in my sphere of influence, just goes away. Eventually they go away, they're gone. And, you know, so they're not on my Facebook pages. They're not something I see that are going to pull me down as I move forward. And that's a good thing. I know that's there as a resource every single day when I log on to my computer. So I guess the affirmation for today is very simple. I am living in the moment and trusting that everything happens for a reason. I am living in the moment. I am trusting that everything happens for a reason. The final lines were though of that poem that I can probably almost do verbatim without even looking it up, but I will try and pull it up, is that and it was the way I interpreted it even, was that every moment is important, or every hour is important, every moment is cherished. And you just need to live in those moments and wait for them to develop. But the exact words were, make every day count, appreciate every moment, and take from it everything that you possibly can, for you may never be able to experience it again. Talk to people you have never talked to before and actually listen. Let yourself fall in love, break free, and set your sights high. You can make of your life anything you wish. Create your own life and then go out and live it. Have a fighting spirit and never hesitate to go back in the struggle. So learning from the struggle is what it's going to be about. Those struggles are the test. And so I say, is this life a test? You need to decide for yourself, just as I do. And I think they're tests in the moment. They may not be permanent tests. We hope they're not permanent tests. And just like in school, you know, you fail one test, you pass another one. Oh, boy. Those of my friends who happen to believe in reincarnation, there you go. That just was a nice anecdote for it. Okay, after this life, maybe you got another one. That'd be a good one for a reason to have reincarnation and believe in reincarnation. I'm just not there. But I believe that there is a life after this one, which gets to be better and bring me to at least some higher consciousness. And that's what makes it so great. So, I've been trying to get to my studio. It looks like all of a sudden my internet's on my computer. And I just have these black screens. I just don't know. So I stall for a little bit of time so I can get to my studio and get to our final song, which I did not tell you. The theme song for Purpose Talk Radio is called I Am Who I Am. The vocalist on that was Jillian Clark. The creators of that, Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself, as the group True Trinity. They do have a website. It is at trinity.com. TRUETRINITY.com. And I can put Ann on hold now for real. Back to listen to the show. So, it is at TrueTrinity.com. You can get a hold of me through Purpose Talk Radio and .com, and it is PURPOSETALKRADIO.com. If you would like to be a guest on this show and share your hopes, your dreams, your purpose, I do appreciate that. And you can send me an email, Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com, PURPOSETALKRADIO.com. Also at the site, we do have links to some of our past guests, some of our past shows. You can listen to this show at the same place where you got the original link. The archive is there. We will have a post up on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, where you can comment on this if you're listening to the archive as well. It is a wonderful week. We will continue the show on Fridays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK as we go into the new year. And as I said, we're starting the third year of Purpose Talk Radio and myself being the host of that. Interesting, because I do a lot of things, too, that are in series of 3 years. It tends to be the past work, career, jobs that I've had, 3-year cycles. So I look forward to seeing what this third year of Purpose Talk Radio is for me. Although it will be the third year that I'm working with it. It'll be the third year. This was the third year I was working with it. And the third year of being the host will be next year then. So, as we go out of this show, I play the song I Am Who I Am, again, by True Trinity. And until next week, I wish you all soul blessings. And thanks for listening. Doesn't want to play. Or maybe we're supposed to play the positive news song instead. I don't know.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.